When I was a kid, I used to love to play the game called Tug of War. You had a long rope, and you had a friend on one end, you were on the other, and you would pull them, and they would pull you, and you'd pull them, and they'd pull you. My friend, don't we do the same thing with God at times? The Lord is trying to draw you closer to Himself, that you might follow His purpose and plan for your life. But sometimes we tug against God because we want to do our own thing.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so happy to have you with us today, and we are in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29. I'm going to begin to read with the 11th verse. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. And then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. We know that God is speaking to Israel, and God was desiring that Israel would follow His will, His plan for their lives. But the nation of Israel as a whole rebelled against God, and God had no choice but to allow them to be brought into their captivity. God raised up another nation, the Babylonian Empire, the Chaldeans. And they brought the people of Israel into captivity for 70 years, as was prophesied according to the word of God. But many people would not listen, and they would not believe that this could happen to them because, you know, Israel, this is God's people, and surely nothing terrible or bad can happen to them. But my friend, God's word did come to pass. Many times people think they're invincible, that nothing can happen to them, that they can do anything they want and not suffer the consequence for their actions. My friend, you will suffer the consequence for your actions. Yes, God is a merciful God. God is forgiving. If we will repent of our sins, we mean it in our heart, confess it to God. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But that doesn't mean that we might not suffer the consequences for our actions. God had a plan and a purpose for His people. They would be a light to all the other nations that the God of Israel was the one true God. The God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob was the one true God. But my friend, they rebelled against the Lord. And so God, in His mercy and in His love, allowed another nation to bring His people into captivity for 70 years. But even while in their captivity, we see this, the Lord reaching out to them. Now listen, Israel, they rebelled against God. They are the ones that offended God. They sinned against God. But what do we see? We see the love and the mercy of the Lord reaching out to them. And God says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and hope." That God had a purpose and a plan for their life. If they would just listen to God, if they would just obey God, if they would just yield themselves to the leadership of the Lord, God has a purpose and a plan for them. And my friend, God has a purpose and a plan for you. Maybe you know that. Maybe you're listening to this right now, and you know that God has a purpose for you. God has a plan. But my friend, sometimes we want to do our own thing. We have our own plans. We have our own agenda. We have our own future mapped out. But God has something else for you. The Lord desires for you to go in a different direction. But sometimes we play like tug of war, and we're fighting against God because we want to do what we want to do. My friend, I would just pray that you would surrender to the leadership of the Holy Spirit, that whatever God wants you to do, that you'd be willing to do it. My friend, Israel would have been a lot better off if they would have listened to the Lord the first time. But you know, many times we want to do our own thing. We want to go our own direction. In fact, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 6 says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way." My friend, that's the heart of humanity. They want to do their own thing. But my friend, would you stop and think about this? God has a plan in the future for you, and I pray that you will follow it.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.